Blog Talk Radio. Recording has started.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you. God bless you, people of God. God bless you on tonight. We want to welcome you to the prayer. God bless you tonight. We're so grateful. We're so grateful to be back here again under this open heaven. And I just tell you, I just love that song. Amen. It is so befitting for this Prayer News Network Global. It's just an open heaven. And we give God thanks and we give God praise tonight. Thank him, thanking him for this day that he's made, just blessing him on today. But truly the Lord is good to us. He's good to us, people of God. And listen, we owe him a praise. Oh, yes, we do. We owe him a praise now. We owe him a praise. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. We owe him a praise. So we just bless the Lord tonight, and that is what we do. Glory to God. We are here to give him praise, to give him glory, give him honor for all that he's done for us. Truly, 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 the Lord has done great things for us. And this, people of God, we are so glad on tonight. We want to welcome you to this Prayer News Network Global. Welcome, welcome, welcome each and every one of you on tonight. As you're coming in, we want to ask you to go ahead and invite someone to come, invite a couple of people to come in on tonight. Invite them to come, come, come. Invite them to come to the waters, glory to God, that they can drink and never thirst again. Invite them to come to these waters, glory be to God, hallelujah, these healing waters. Mm-hmm. Invite them to come, glory to God. Everything that we need is in the waters, amen. So we bless the Lord tonight. We glorify him. We thank him again for another day, for another hour. We just thank him, thank him, thank him. Amen. I'm just grateful to the Lord on tonight. I'm just so grateful, and I pray that you are too. Amen. We pray that you are too. People of God, we are broadcasting live on tonight, live, live. not rebroadcast live. We're broadcasting live on tonight. And for those of you that are listening, those of you that have been looking for us out on the social media, amen, we are set. We are set to go on our Prayer News Network page. We're set to go on our ReArc Prayer Group 52 page as well. So people of God, jump on, tell somebody to jump on, tell them to come and be a part of tonight's broadcast. Those that are listening tonight by way of Radio 6 on Blog Radio, we thank God for you on tonight. We thank God for you listening in. Wherever you're listening in from, whatever country you're listening from, we just want to give God thanks for you on tonight. Thank you. Thank you for listening in. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Glory be to God. Thank you. Thank you. Listen, again, go ahead and invite a couple of people to come in and be with you on tonight. We just believe that the Lord has a blessing. The Lord has a blessing for you on tonight. Do you believe that? Do you believe that? Glory be to God. Amen. Glory to God. Well, if you do, invite someone tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. We just want to let you know that this is a recorded line, people of God, that you can get a copy of the broadcast. We'll give you two numbers afterwards, whereas you can text and get a copy sent directly to your phone. You can get a copy sent directly to your phone. If you are listening on social media, you can also download a copy. You can download it from either one of the Prayer News Network or the ReArc Prayer Group 52. Either one, you can get it. Listen, people of God, we want to get it into your hands. If you feel the urge, if you feel the leading of the Lord to get a copy, let us know. Let us know, and we will certainly get a copy into your hands, whether it's by phone, whether it's by social media, glory to God, whether it's by going out Googling. You can go out and Google, glory to God, and get a copy there as well, amen, and believe in an MP3. But listen, people of God, we're trying to make it accessible for you. We're trying to make this word accessible for you. We want you to get it. We want you to share it. We want you to, oh, listen, most of all, we want you to be blessed by the word. And we are, again, so very grateful for what the Lord is doing. We're grateful. Again, God is doing great things. Amen, Jesus. And we just celebrate him on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. We just celebrate him on tonight. Glory be to God for the great things that he has done. It doesn't take a whole lot to look back to see what the Lord has done. As the song says, count your blessings. See what the Lord has done. And people of God, when you begin to look back over your life, as I always say, you can look back the last minute. Amen. Listen, somebody that was in last minute didn't make it to this minute. But people of God, here we are. Here we are. And we owe the Lord a praise. So we bless the Lord. We thank the Lord on tonight. We glorify him. We magnify him. Glory to God. He's all of that and more. Can somebody say that? He's all of that and more. So we bless him tonight, amen. We bless him tonight. Again, go ahead and invite a couple of people to come and be with you. Invite, people of God. It's not about getting the numbers up, but it's about getting the word out. It's not about getting the numbers up, but it's about getting the word out, amen. So we thank God on tonight. We bless him again on tonight. Listen, people of God, while you're doing that, while you're sending out your text messages, I just want to acknowledge my leaders on tonight, acknowledging my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. People of God, truly, amen, had it not been the Lord on my side, I don't know where I would be. As I often say, I can think of a couple of places, but I thank God for saving me. I thank him for saving me. I thank him for giving me another chance, glory to God. When the enemy tried to count me out, whoa, but God, hallelujah, God gave me another chance. Grace and mercy said, no, Glory to God. And I just give God thanks, and I just give God praise, amen, for the second chance, for the chance and the chance and the chance again that he has given us and given me in life. Amen. Glory to God. I want to thank God on tonight for our founder, amen, for our founding father, the late apostle, Dr. S.G. James. Just want to thank the Lord for him on tonight. Thank him. Glory to God for Mother Carrie James. Thanking him for the first family. Just thanking him on tonight. Glory to God for our senior apostle on tonight. Glory to God. None other than Apostle Samuel Huggins James. Thanking him for, glory to God, lady, the elect lady tonight that stands by his side. Thanking him tonight for our presiding bishop, Bishop K.A. Tina. And Lady Tina, thanking him tonight, glory be to God, for my pastor, apostle, D.D. Taylor Sr. Thanking him tonight, glory to God, for the women of God that stand by their side. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Just want to thank him tonight. Thanking him again tonight for our PNN advisors. Thanking him, glory to God, for our prayer warriors, our scripture readers on tonight. We just give God thanks. We give God praise, people, God, now here going on 3 years. Glory be to God, 3 years, and the Lord is yet with us, amen, yet compelling us to come, amen, telling us to go ahead, glory to God, and that we shall do if the Lord permits, amen, glory to God. So we give God thanks again, praise again on tonight for, listen, people of God, you. We thank God for you, each and every one of you. We thank God for you on tonight. Thank you for taking the time to come and be with us. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, people of God. There are so many other places that you could be, but you have elected to be with us. And for this, we give God thanks. And for this, we give God praise. Listen, people of God, if you would, go ahead and invite a couple of people to come and be with you on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Invite, glory to God, a couple of people to come and be with you. Amen, Jesus. And then listen, and then talk about the service. Talk about the word after the word is done. Amen. That's how you're able to rehash it and to bring it back up in your spirit when you talk about it. Amen. So invite them to come. Glory to God. Listen, have a sit down with coffee. Glory to God. Call them on the phone afterwards and tell them, did you hear this? Did you hear that? My God, did you hear the other? Glory to God. And just talk about the word that has been declared. Amen. Glory to God. So we bless the Lord tonight again for you, each and every one of you. We thank him. We thank him. We thank him for you, people of God, for continuing to come, for continuing to be a part of this Prayer News Network Global. We give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight. Amen. Glory to God and people of God. Amen. We are grateful. We are grateful on tonight for this man of God that is coming to be with us on tonight. Glory to God. As you know, this is our teaching night. Amen. And the man of God, he's such a man, a great, amen, teacher. He expounds on that word. Glory to God. And this is one of those nights, people of God. Surely, as always, you want to get your pen. Messages on tonight, people of God, go ahead and set yourself. Go ahead and set yourself, for truly the Lord has a blessing for you. He has a blessing with your name on it. And tonight, people of God, as you prepare yourself, glory be to God, we want to, amen, Jesus, just tonight, as always, we sanctify the line. We pray that the Lord would take out those things, take away those things, forgive us and cleanse us and purify us, that we, people of God, that there would be nothing to stand between us and our Lord. Amen. On our side, glory be to God, we want to be right. We want to be cleansed. We want to be pure. So we give God thanks and we give God praise on tonight as we prepare. Glory to God. Again, get your pen and paper. Go ahead and get yourself situated on tonight. Get situated. Glory to God. Amen. To hear what the Lord will say. Amen. And tonight we're going to ask, we're going to ask if our own missionary Dorothy Fan, if she would come and sanctify the line on tonight. And immediately after her, we're going to see, amen, if Sister Mary Holland, if she is available on tonight, if she would come and do our scriptures on tonight. Glory be to God, and we would just move in the divine order of the Lord. Glory to God. Missionary Fan, you have the platform tonight.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord. I will bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy holy name, for he has done great things. He has done great things. He has done great things. Bless his home. Holy, holy name, for he has saved my soul. He has saved my soul, for he has saved my soul, bless his holy, holy name. For I will bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy, holy name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory, 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 glory. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Master. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, we praise you. Hallelujah. Lord, we magnify you. Hallelujah. We come tonight to bless your holy name. Hallelujah, Jesus. For you have done great things, Lord God. And we come and say thank you tonight, Lord God. We come and say we appreciate you. We come and say we bless your name, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we come before you right now. In the name of Jesus, asking you to look upon this line, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we ask you, Lord God, to look upon your people tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask you this night, Lord God, to just look upon us, Lord God, and have mercy upon us tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we ask you right now, Lord God, just to look down upon us tonight, Lord God, and forgive, Lord God, our sins, Lord God, our iniquities, Lord God, transgressions, Lord God, our thoughts, Lord God, that wasn't even like yours, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come tonight, Lord God, asking you to move on this line again tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, and create in us a clean heart, Lord God, and renew a right spirit within us, Lord God. This night, in the name of Jesus, we come tonight giving you the praise, Lord God, giving you the glory, giving you the honor, Lord God. We thank you right now, Lord God. We thank you so much, Lord, for being so good to us, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for keeping us, Lord God, another day, Lord God. Oh, God, we come to say thank you, Lord God, realizing, knowing that you didn't have to do it, Lord God, but we're so glad you did. You allowed us to come back tonight, Lord God, together on this line, Lord God, to hear, Father, from you, Lord God. And we come tonight, Lord God, to say thank you, Lord. We said thank you, Lord God, for what you have done. Thank you for what you're going to do in our life, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for allowing us to hear what you will have us to hear to prepare us, Lord God, for things to come. We come tonight, Lord God, to lift you up, Lord God. Again, Lord God, we come tonight, Lord God, to hear Father from you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we open up our hearts. We open up our minds tonight, Lord God. We open up our ears to hear what the Spirit will say unto us tonight, Lord God. We ask you this day, Lord God, to have your way tonight on the line, Lord God. Have your mighty way, Lord God. Let your will be done in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Teach us, Lord God. Teach us tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Help us to receive, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you to move on the line, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you this day, Lord God, to save, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, deliver, set free, Lord God, through your word on tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We ask you this day, Lord God, to save a soul tonight, Lord God. If it's not but one soul, Lord God, save tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We ask you this night, Lord God, to have your mighty way. Your will be done tonight, Lord God, on this line, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We ask you once again, Lord God, to lift up, Lord God, the hung down head, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We ask you this day, Lord God, to dry the tears, Lord God, from the eyes, Lord God. We ask you this day to heal sick bodies tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We ask you this day, Lord God, to feel fits, Lord God, around our young people, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you to move, Lord God, mightily in this land, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We ask you to have your way, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, let your will be done. We ask you to look on Mr. Bradley tonight, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Touch your heart, touch your mind, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Give him the strength, Lord God, to run on, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We come before you asking you to look, Lord God, on the speaker tonight, Lord God. Touch him right now by the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, I ask you this night, Lord God, to give us the word, Lord God, from this, Lord God, speaker tonight, Lord God, that's going to, Lord God, benefit us through, Lord God, I will walk with you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Have your way tonight, in the name of Jesus. Speak, Lord God, your servant hear thee, in the name of Jesus. Have your way. Let your will be done. Once again, Lord God, we give you the praise. We give you the glory. We give you the honor, Lord God, for we appreciate you, Lord God. We thank you once again tonight, Father. We thank you. We thank you, Lord God, for what you've done for us, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for being so good to us. We thank you, Lord God, for being, Lord God, merciful, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you once again, and we give your name the praise. We give your name the glory. We give your name the honor, Lord God, which is due to you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We can search out over, Lord God, and we would not find no one like you, Lord God, no one like you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And we thank you tonight. We magnify you. We praise you. We lift you up this night, Lord God, in the precious name of Jesus. We say hallelujah to your name. We say glory to your name. We say thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Give it all to God, to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to Evangelist Bradley, to our speaker for tonight, to our PNN advisors, to our PNN prayer warriors, and to all of our listeners near and far. Scripture reading will be coming from the 37th Psalm, the 1st through the 11th verse. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass and withered as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good, so shall thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospers in the way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. I have read to you the first through the 12th verse of Psalms 37. May God have a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all the doers of his holy word.
Glory be to God. We give God thanks and we give God praise again on tonight. Amen. For that prayer, for the reading of the word on tonight, getting us ready. We do this, people of God, to get our hearts ready, to bring our focus in so that we can hear what thus said the Lord on tonight. And again, we want to ask you to go ahead and invite someone, invite a couple of people to come and listen in on tonight. You invite them to come and listen in on tonight to hear what the Lord has to say. Amen. We just want to tell you what you need, God's got it. He's got everything that you need. Glory be to God. He got everything you need. So we bless the Lord tonight. We give him thanks. We give him praise as our listeners are continuing to come in. We just want to thank you. Thank you for listening in with us on tonight. And as you come in, go ahead and invite someone else to come in. Glory to God, so that we can all, amen, assemble in this place right here in the presence of the Lord. And people of God, listen, we're not going to prolong the time at all tonight. Glory be to God, because we do want to hear what thus says the Lord. Glory to God, and we give God thanks and we give God praise for this young man who has committed to be with us every Friday night. Amen. That's why we say it's our teaching night. Glory be to God. He is an awesome teacher. Amen. And we just thank God for him, the gift. We thank God for the gift on tonight. People of God, tonight we want you to prepare your hearts. Again, get your pen and your paper and get ready. People of God, we're traveling up to Atlanta, Georgia again. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God by way of Applied Word Ministries. We thank God tonight, and we welcome to the platform none other than Minister Craig Cannon. God bless you, man of God.
God, praise thank you. Thank mm-hmm. you. Glory to you, Lord God. We give you praise and honor and glory, Father. Thank you for this truly is the day that you've made, and we'll rejoice and be glad in it, Lord God. Heavenly Father, I pray that every person listening tonight on this phone line will be blessed by your word. Holy Spirit, have your way. Have your way in me and through me. Move, set free, and deliver the hearts of those that are listening, Lord God. Father, you said in your word that how shall they call on him of whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall he preach except he be sent? Now then, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. I thank you, Lord God. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord God, for just another opportunity to minister to these people, your sheep. I pray, Lord, that revelation knowledge will flow freely, uninterrupted, and unhindered by any evil, satanic, or demonic force. I pray, Lord, that you and you alone will speak through my vocal cords, and you alone will think through my mind. I pray, Lord, let it be none of me and all of you, I give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. It's in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, I pray this prayer. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, people of God, I ask right now, pull out your Bibles, because for us, it's all about the Word. It's all about the Word of God. God's Word is the only truth that there is in the earth these days. It's the only truth that there ever will be. And pull out your Bible. I want you to turn to the book of Daniel. We're going to start in the book of Daniel, chapters 1 and 2 tonight, and we're going to just sort of go into the Word and just get into the Word, because God wants us to stay into Word. Stay into the Word. There's protection in the Word. You know, the Word is what prepares the boundaries for your life. God wants us to stay in this Word. This Word is the only truth, like I said, that there ever is. In the book of Daniel, go through it and go through chapter 2 and potentially chapter 3, but we're going to learn some things. In the third year of the reign of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, came Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, unto Jerusalem and besieged it. Now, this is Nebuchadnezzar. He's the king of Babylon. Babylon is some sense of a representation of the world. And God has allowed Nebuchadnezzar to besiege Jerusalem. And the Lord gave Jehoiakim, king of Judah, into his hands. That means God has allowed Nebuchadnezzar to take over Jerusalem. And the Lord gave Jehoiakim, king of Judah, into his hands with part of the vessels of the house of God, which he carried into the land of Shinar, to the house of his God. Look at that. He's taking the things out of the house of God, the one true and living God, and put it in his house of his God, little g. And he brought the vessels into the treasure house of his God. And the king spake unto Asphanas, the master of his eunuchs, that he should bring certain of the children of Israel and of the king's seed and of the princes. So not only has he taken over this territory, but he's now going to enslave the people of God. But look at this. God is allowing this. God is allowing this. Remember, God is sovereign. There's nothing that God doesn't know. Well, he couldn't be God. Power that God don't have. Well, he couldn't be God. God has to be all-powerful, all-knowing, and all-wise. So God has allowed this. And sometimes God will allow things to happen in our life that we don't understand. And some of those things we don't like. But God wants us to trust him, knowing that whatever he allows and whatever it is, that he's going to bring us through it. So let's keep reading. This king now, he wants some of the children of the king's seed, some of the best children of the Israelites, and children he called, verse 4, children in whom was no blemish. But these children were well-favored and skillful in all wisdom and cunning and knowledge and understanding science, such as had ability in them to stand in the king's palace, whom they might teach the learning and the tongue of the Chaldeans. So isn't that interesting? He wants to get the best of the children of God. Now he wants to bring them into his house and teach them his language. You all to keep reading. First thing he's talking about is teach them the tongue of the Chaldeans. Look at that. First thing he wants to do is get the best of the best and teach them the tongue of the Chaldeans. And the king appointed them a daily provision of the king's meat and of the wine which he drank, so nourishing them 3 years, that at the end thereof they may stand before the king. So he's taking the best children out of the Israelites. First thing he's going to do is teach them his language. Now, why do you think he wants to do that? Because he wants to change their identity. thing he wants to do is change their identity. Isn't that interesting? See, if he can get their identity changed, then he'll make them become one of his crew. But these are the children of God. Now look at this. Among those children, there were three children, Judah, Daniel, Hananiah, several children, Judah, Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, unto whom the, verse 7, unto whom the prince of the eunuchs gave names. Now look at this. Not only does he want to teach them his language, now he want to change their name. Teach them their language, teach them his language, and change their names. See, even today, we don't realize that identity is so important. You know, people are always trying to steal other people's identity, right? They want to take the identity. In this, he wants to change their identity. If he can change their identity, then he can change them. How many of you all know that there's a power in a person's name? Why do you think God changed some people's names in the scriptures? Because he already knew there's power in those names. Because we become what we're named. That's why you have to be careful what you name children. You have to pray about it and ask God, what shall I name this child? Because that child is going to become what you name him. And why do you think that is so? Because every time you speak that child's name, you're calling forth the definition of who they are. See, God knew that. Abram, Abraham, Sarah, Sarah, Abraham, Abram, Abraham. Abraham means father of many nations. So every time they said Abraham, they meant father of many nations. God was calling forth what he named them. And that's what even these, we're going to change his name. Look at this. So he gave, verse 7, he gave unto Daniel the name of Belshazzar. Belshazzar. Now Daniel to Belshazzar. And to Hananiah of Shadrach. Now these names have absolutely nothing to do with their original names. And to Mishael, Meshach, and to Azariah, Abednego. All these names have absolutely nothing to do with their original names, but these names have meanings to the Chaldeans, to Nebuchadnezzar's people. Now let's look at Daniel's response. This is where we have to really be in the Word and really know that we know God. But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. So Daniel's saying, look, okay, you're going to change my name. You're trying to teach me your language. But one thing, I'm not going to eat what you want me to eat. I am not going to eat. Daniel purposed in his heart. He purposed in his heart. Daniel said, nope, I'm not going to do it. He would not defile himself. He looked at eating what they wanted to offer him as defiling himself with the portions of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore, he requested of the prince of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. So this prince was over these children. And this prince is the one that Nebuchadnezzar assigned to these children. And he said, look, I can't eat this. I just can't eat this stuff. He said, he requested, look, I can't eat this. Now God, verse 9, had brought Daniel into favor and tender love with the prince of the eunuchs. Look at that. God had already brought him into favor with him. Already. Even though he was enslaved, what does that sound like? He already had favor with the person over the slaves. Sounds a little bit like Joseph to me. If you all remember the story of Joseph when he got thrown into prison. Everywhere Joseph went, he prospered. But he went through it, didn't he? Brothers threw him in a hole and he got flowed into slavery. You know, get lied on, then get tossed into prison. Everywhere he went, though, God's favor was on him. But once again, God allowed it. Sometimes in the midst of our crisis that God has allowed, God is starting to mold and shape us into what he created us to be. A lot of us, when we get in a crisis, we want to get out. But I'm here to tell you sometimes we need to ask God to keep us in. Because God will be glorified when we come out. Now, that's a hard saying to say, hey, you know, I'm going through this. But keep me in it, Father, because you're doing something here. I don't know what you're doing. I don't even like what you're doing. But keep me in it because I know when I come out, I'm going to be 1,000 times better than I was when I went in. Now, God had brought Daniel into favor and tender love with the prince of the eunuchs. And the prince of the eunuchs said unto Daniel, I fear my lord, the king, who has appointed your meat and your drink. For why should he see your faces worse, liking than the children which are of your sort? So you got all these children. And Daniel's like, look, they can eat, but I'm not going to eat. But this eunuch that Daniel has favor with, this prince of the eunuchs that Daniel has favor with, says, look, you know what? I hear what you're saying, Daniel, but I don't know. I mean, I don't know if I can do that because if I do that for you, I'm going to get in trouble. Why should you see your face? Why should our king see your faces looking different than all the other children of your sort? Verse 10, and then shall make me endanger my head to the king. So he's worried about himself. He's like, look, I'm going to get in trouble if we do this. Then sent Daniel to Melzar, whom the prince of the eunuchs had set over Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Now these are the four, Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Daniel said this to the eunuchs, prove thy service. I beseech thee, prove thy service for 10 days and let them give us pulse to eat and water to drink. Now that word pulse is translated like vegetables. So they're going to eat strictly vegetables. They're not going to eat any meat. That's what pulse means. So just give us vegetables. You ain't got to give us the king's meat and the king's wine. Give us vegetables and prove us that at the end of these 10 days, we're going to look better than those who were eating king's meat and the wine. Then let our countenances be looked upon for you. That means look at us after 10 days and the countenance of the children that eat the portions of the king's meat. So compare us to the other people who actually ate the meat and of the king. As thou seest, deal with thy servant. If we don't look better than them at that time, then you can deal with us, however you want to deal with us. Remember, these are God's children. They got favor them. So he consented to them in this matter, and he proved them for 10 days. 10 days. Praise God. And at the end of the 10 days, their countenance appeared fairer and fatter in flesh than all the children which did eat a portion of the king's meat. They looked fairer and fatter than all the children. All they ate was vegetables the whole time. They're honoring God. Thus, Melzar took away the portion of their meat and the wine that they should drink, and gave them pulse. As for these four children, God gave them knowledge and skill in all learning and wisdom. And Daniel had understanding in all visions and dreams. Look at that. Look what God gave them. God gave them all of that. Your obedience to. When we obey God, we're going to always come out ahead, no matter what. God wants our obedience. And sometimes that obedience is very hard. Sometimes we get put in a hard situation. But if we just trust God, remember, God will never leave you nor forsake you. God is right there with you all the time. Some of you all are in situations right now, and it seems like God is over there, out there somewhere. I'm here to tell you he's right there with you. Right now, he knows your situation. He knows your circumstance. He knows what you're going through. He just wants you to trust him. He wants you to trust him. Trust and rely on him, because only he can do it. He knows exactly what you're going through. Verse 18, now at the end of days that the king had said he should bring them in, then the prince of the eunuchs brought them in before Nebuchadnezzar. And the king communed with them. And among them all was found none like Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Therefore stood they before the king. Isn't that interesting? Their obedience has brought them to the top. They're now at the top of the ring because they decide that they were going to honor God over doing what the king has asked. And in all matters of wisdom and understanding, the king inquired of them. He found them 10 times better than all the magicians and the astrologers that were in all his realm. Look at that. God then gave them favor with the king now. God then gave them favor with this king, this king who has literally enslaved them from their homes. And Daniel continued even unto the first year of King Cyrus. And in the second year of the reign of Nebuchadnezzar, Nebuchadnezzar dreamed dreams, wherein his spirit was troubled, and his sleep brake from him. Then the king commanded to call the magicians, the astrologers, the sorcerers, and the Chaldeans for to show the king his dreams. So they came and stood before the king. So this king has called all his smart people out of his camp to come and tell him his dream. And the king said unto them, I have dreamed a dream, and my spirit was troubled to know the dream. Look at the parallelism here, you all. Where else did somebody dream a dream? It was in the story of Joseph. If you all remember in the story of Joseph, that also happened. Joseph is the one who interpreted the dream. God brought him all the way up to second in charge, the Pharaoh. Look at the parallelism here now. The Chaldeans to the king in Sirach, O king, live forever. Tell thy servants the dream, and we will show the interpretation. So these astrologers and magicians and sorcerers and Chaldeans, they're like, okay, tell us what you dream, and then we'll give you the interpretation. But look at the king's answer. Okay, so you guys got all this stuff, this magic and all these things. Why should I tell you what I dream? You tell me what I dream. Listen at it. The king answered and said to the Chaldeans, the thing is gone from me. If you will not make known unto me the dream with the interpretation thereof, you shall be cut into pieces, and your houses shall be made a dunghill. That's some pretty serious stuff. All of a sudden, you want us to tell you what you dream because you can't remember what you dream. How are we going to do that? But you know what? If you don't tell me, I'm going to kill all of y'all and your family. Now, that's something that'll get your attention there. Because, you're an astrologer, you're a sorcerer, you're a magician. You're supposed to know these divine things. But if you show the dream and the interpretation thereof, you shall receive of me gifts and rewards and great honor. Therefore, show me the dream and the interpretation thereof. So this king's not playing. And they answered again and said, let the king tell his servants the dream, and we will show you the interpretation of it. The king answered and said, I know of a certainty that you would gain the time because ye see the thing is gone from me. Basically, you're just buying time. Because you don't know, because you are fake. You're not real. You're claiming that you have these divine powers and you can do these things, but if you could do it, you could tell me the dream, because the dream's gone from me. Now I can't even remember the dream, so you need to tell me the dream. The king answered and said, I know of a certain that you would gain time because you see this thing for me, but if you will not make known unto me the dream, there's but one decree for you. For ye have prepared lying and corrupt words to speak before me. Oh, wow. King's getting upset. Till the time be changed, therefore, I'm going to tell you one more time, tell me the dream, and I shall know that you can show me the interpretation thereof. The Chaldeans answered before the king and said, they're going to get pretty bold here. Watch what they say. There is not a man upon the earth that can show the king's matter. Wow. Therefore, there is no king, lord, nor ruler that asks such things at any magician or astrologer or chaldean. That was almost like an insult to the king. Why would you ask? You know, good. What? There's nobody around here, nobody on the earth, on the planet that can tell you this. What king would ask such a thing? And it is a rare thing that the king requires. And there is none other than that can show it before the king except the gods. Look at that, the little g. Nobody can show you this but the gods who dwells, whose dwelling is not with flesh. Which means there's no man on the earth that can tell you this. These gods have to be, they don't dwell in flesh, so they're the only one who can tell you. For this cause, the king was angry and very furious and commanded to destroy all the wise men of Babylon. Look at that. So because these four couldn't do what the king asked, this king is wicked. He's like, you know what? That means none of y'all can do what I ask. So not only am I going to kill you four and your family, I'm going to kill everybody else in Babylon who claims to be wise men of Babylon. And the decree went forth that the wise men should be slain. Verse 13. And they sought Daniel and his fellows to be slain. But wait a minute. Now Daniel and his fellows are on the line because they're part of all these wise men. So the king will kill everybody, including Daniel and his fellows, the ones who are with him. Then Daniel answered with counsel and wisdom. Look at that. See, when God is with you, God's going to give you counsel and wisdom. Bring the answer to you. All you have to do is open your mouth. But you've got to stay in his word. You've got to stay close to him. You've got to develop a relationship with him through his word and through his son, Jesus Christ. If you're not in Christ, you won't have this wisdom. You won't have this insight. You will not have this understanding. We talked about wisdom last week, and we said that wisdom, in Proverbs, it says wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and in all you're getting, get understanding. We determined last week that wisdom is the word of God. Wisdom and the word of God are equal. So what he's saying is the word of God is the principal thing. Therefore, get the word of God, and in all your getting of the word of God, get understanding of the word of God. But that understanding can't come unless you're in Christ, because the only way to the Father is through the Son. So you must accept Jesus. It says that until you do, you can't even see the kingdom of God. People in the world, like we were once, who don't know Jesus, who haven't accepted Jesus, we can't discern spiritual things. This book don't make no sense to us. These scriptures, they just don't add up. They're like gibberish to us. They're fables. They're stories. But once you have accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and the Holy Spirit comes on the inside of you and quickens your spirit and makes you alive, and you are now born again, then you will begin to see things the way God sees them. And you begin to understand, and God will give you wisdom. Wisdom comes from God. It doesn't come from the world. You can have education. You can have knowledge. You can have information. But wisdom only comes from God. Verse 14. Then Daniel answered with counsel and wisdom to Arioch, the captain of the king's guard, which was gone forth to slay the wise men of Babylon. Daniel answered with counsel and wisdom. And he answered and said to Arioch, the king's captain, why is the decree so hasty from the king? Why is this king so quick to get ready to kill everybody? The Arioch made the thing known to Daniel. Like, look, Daniel, you know, the king had a dream, called all these wise men, can't nobody interpret it. He figures, you know, since they can't interpret it, that means they've been they're fake, they're phony, they're fronting. They're trying to come up with lies to lie to him. So now he doesn't believe anything they say. So because they couldn't interpret it, not only is he going to kill them and their families, but he's going to kill all y'all too because y'all are associated with the wise men. That means you and your other partners are about to be murdered because nobody can interpret this king's dream. Then Daniel went in and desired, verse 16, of the king that he would give him time and that he would show the king the interpretation. Look at that. Daniel boldly went into this king and said, look, just give me a little time. I'll show the interpretation. That's God. See, when God is with you, you're not, Daniel wasn't in fear of king because Daniel knew the one true and living God. Daniel was not in fear of this king because Daniel knew the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Daniel had no problem. He's like, you know what? Give me a little time. See, sometimes God wants us to just pause for a moment. You're in a situation right now, in a circumstance, whatever you're going through. God already knows what it is. Maybe you should take a pause and go before the throne and ask God. Maybe you should wait on God. See, we're always going to God and praying about stuff. Then God, you know what, help me with this. And then we get up from our prayers and we just go on about our business. Sometimes God wants us to just sit there and wait. This platform is the Prayer News Network. Do you know prayer is two-way? It's not one-way. It's not one-way. Prayer is two-way. What do I mean by two-way? Okay, we go pray to God. We need to wait on God to answer. No, we go and pray, Lord, do this, do this, do this, do this, and then we get up and leave. What do you think God feels? How would you like it if somebody came and talked to you and just prayed to you and asked you for stuff, and then they didn't sit there and wait on the answer? They didn't wait for God to respond. What kind of that's not a conversation. It's like you're talking at someone, but you're not giving them the respect to respond to you. So Daniel's like, give me some time. Daniel went in and desired of the king that he would give him time and that he would show the king the interpretation. Now watch what Daniel does. Daniel went into his house, and he made known the thing to Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, his companion. Well, I guess I better tell my partners that, you know what, this king trying to kill us. So guess what? We better come together and start talking to God. Sometimes we need to get together. You know, in the early church in the book of Acts, God got me there now. They all prayed together. They all was under one accord. And when they prayed together in the one accord, it's interesting how quickly God answered. When two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst. Y'all know that scripture? See, sometimes we need to be praying together. We're so caught up into this world where everybody got their own individual problem. No, let's pray together. Corporate prayer. I used to go to a church that every Saturday we had corporate prayer. Every Saturday we have corporate prayer. Sometimes it was 1,000 people that comes into corporate prayer, and we're all praying. Sometimes we pray in our own language. Sometimes we pray in tongues. But we were all praying together. And the thing that God did, how God moved, was miraculous. There were things that happened at that church. Even today, most people don't even understand. They see this mega church that's big and huge, and they wonder how it got like that. But what they didn't see was the years that thousands of people came together and prayed together, prayed on one accord for the same purpose. That's what they were doing in the book of Acts. And this is what Daniel came to do. Daniel came into the house and made the thing known to him that they would desire mercies of God, that they would desire, not him, not Daniel, by himself, but that they would desire mercies of God. God have mercy on us, that they would desire mercies of God of heaven concerning this secret. God, you got to have mercy on us, because if this king is talking about he's going to murder us, you already know what he done said. You have allowed this. So we don't know what you're going to do. We don't know if you're going to allow him to kill us or what, but have mercy on us, because you, God, he can't do nothing unless you allow him to. You are sovereign. He might be king, but you King of Kings. So there's nothing he can't do unless you allow it. Remember, God is sovereign. Don't ever forget that. God is sovereign. A lot of times when I get in situations and circumstances, a few years ago, I read the Holy Spirit led me to a book called The Knowledge of the Holy. That book changed my life. Sometimes God will lead you down a path to sometimes a book that will just give you revelation, knowledge, and understanding. And The Knowledge of the Holy gave me a good understanding about the attributes of God. It was by this author called A.W. Tozier, an old pastor out of Chicago back in the 60s. And he really had a solid understanding of God, of the attributes of God. You know, his love, his mercy, his kindness. And it really gave me a different view of God. And I recognized and realized when you say God is sovereign, that means God is in control in all things at all times. There's nothing God is not in control of. See, when COVID hit the world just a couple of years ago, it was a surprise to us, but it wasn't a surprise to God. Don't you know God already knew that was going to happen before it happened? God already knew everything. God already knew that we was going to be sitting here right now. Those of you all who are on the phone listening, he knew you was going to be listening. He knew you was going to hear this message. He knew I was going to be saying this and you was going to be responding a certain way. He already knows. He knows everything. There is nothing that he doesn't know. And when you get that in your spirit and you begin to understand that, you begin to question when you see yourself in a situation. You say, but wait a minute, God, you already knew. You already knew I was going to be in this situation. And a lot of times, if you already know I'm going to be in this situation, that means you already know a way out. See, God will always show you a way out of the situation. Are you listening? God will always show you a way out of the situation. Are you willing to take that way out, though? You get ready to do something you don't need to do. Imagine. You get ready to do something you know you don't need to do. But you love God, but you're straddling the fence. And you know you don't need to be in that situation or that circumstance, but you're about to do it anyway because your flesh is tripping. And all of a sudden, that's your way out. I'm here to tell you that's your way out. God is telling you, look, it's time for you. Don't want to do that. Run. Sprint. Get away. Get out. This 5 minutes of pleasure is going to cost you a lifetime of pain. Leave. Go. Run. God, I always show you a way out. But are you listening? He'll give you a way out. Some of y'all right now, I know y'all can identify with that. You might even have been in that situation earlier, and God showed you the way out, but you didn't take it. But praise God for mercy. And then some of you may have done it and taken the way out. And now you know God loves you unconditionally. You can't hide anything from God. God can see in the darkness. He liked. There's nothing hidden from him. Let's keep going. Verse 18. That they would desire mercies of God of heaven concerning this secret, that Daniel and his fellows should not perish with the rest of the wise men of Babylon. So Daniel's coming to his partner and say, hey, look, let's go and pray before the God of heaven. And let's ask God to have mercy on us so that we won't perish with the rest of Babylon, because this king getting ready to kill everybody because can't nobody interpret his dream. So let's go and ask God for mercy so that the God of heaven concerning this secret. Concerning this secret. Look at that. I want you all to underline that, concerning this secret. See, the secret things belong to God, but the things that are revealed belong to us. But see, there are some things, and I'm talking to the children of God now, because if you're not in Christ yet, this doesn't apply to you. There's some things that God has hidden for us, but not necessarily from us. It's hidden from the world, but it's hidden for us, those of us who are in Christ. But God knows these secrets. So let's go before God and ask him for the mercy, and then that he would share this secret with us. Now look at this, verse 19. After they then went and prayed concerning this secret and also asked God to have mercy on them so they wouldn't perish with the rest of the wise men of Babylon, watch this. Then was the secret revealed unto Daniel in a night vision. Look how quick God asked about them coming together. This was an urgent situation, and God knew it was an urgent situation, and Daniel knew it was an urgent situation because they were about to die. They're going to die probably within the next – if he wouldn't have asked the king for the time, they was dead then. Fortunately, God holds the heart of the king in his hand, and he can turn it to and fro. So God turned the heart of that king and said, you know what, give him some time. But I love the boldness of Daniel. Daniel went into the king, number one, and he desired of the king that he would give him time, number two. First, he went into the king, and then he asked the king for time, And then he told the king that he was going to show him the interpretation. Now, number one, you don't know anything about this dream. You just learned about it, but you learned because nobody else can interpret it. You're going to die as a result of their error, and you got to do something. You're a desperate measure calls a desperate time. Go in before the king. You ain't supposed to go in before the king. You want his children. Not only are you going to the king, then you're going to boldly ask him for time, ask the king for time. And then you're going to tell the king boldly, I'm going to show you the interpretation. Three things. You know God had to be with him. God had to be with him. See, when God is with you, you have a confidence and assurance that he's with you. And Daniel, you know, he's one of these children who probably grew up praying, grew up knowing God, grew up going through the scriptures, learning everything about God. So he had a habit that he had already had done. So by the time he become a slave over here to this king, he's just going through the motions because he already know what to do. Went in there. The king gave him everything he asked for. Why do you think that is? Because God turned his heart. God holds the heart of the king in his hand, and he can turn it to and fro. Even though that was a wicked king, God can turn that king's heart to show you favor. That's what he did. He turned his heart to show him favor. See, some of y'all got bosses. Y'all need his heart turned. But let me tell you how you can get his heart turned. Start praying for him. The word of God says pray for those in authority over you. Who's in authority over you? The king. Why? So that you may have a quiet and peaceable life. A lot of y'all ain't got no peace because you ain't praying. I've been there. Trust me. God told me that, taught me that lesson years ago. I didn't have no peace. This guy was all over me. And I'm sitting there thinking like, okay, it's either going to be me or him because I'm about to go in the flesh. And God's like, no, you're not. You're about to pray for him like I told you. The reason you ain't got no peace is because you ain't praying. Well, God, I know, but ain't no but. Don't cancel out everything in my word. If you're going to do what I say, you're going to get what the results. But if you're not, hey, that's on you. I told you what to do. Now you can choose to do it or not do it. Because the word is going to tell you exactly what to do. So he went in to pray. Look at this. Verse 19, then the secret was revealed unto Daniel in a night vision. Then Daniel blessed the God of heaven. God gave him a night vision. Daniel saw what the king dreamed. Look at this. And Daniel answered and said, blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might or his, colon, look at that. There's a colon there. And he changes the times and the seasons. Okay, God, Daniel's giving you some little insight about God. God can change the time and the seasons. He removes kings and he sets up kings. Remember that. God removes kings and he sets up kings. That means God can remove your boss and he can set up a new boss. He removes kings. Anybody in authority, that's what I'm saying in the king. The king always has authority over you. Anybody has authority over you, I'm just representing that as the king. Those in authority over you, God can remove them and he can set them up. He removes kings and sets up kings. He gives wisdom unto the wise and knowledge to them that know understanding. But y'all see the three cousins there. There's wisdom, there's knowledge, and there's understanding. You want to learn a lot about those? Go to Proverbs. Wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. But wisdom is the principal thing. It's the main ingredient. You know, you're trying to cook a cake. Can't cook a cake. Oh, I don't know what it is. I guess there's one ingredient in a cake that cake will not raise up. If you don't have that ingredient, you ain't got no cake. You got a mess. But that main ingredient is what you need for it to work. Wisdom is that main ingredient. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom and all you're getting, get understanding. He revealeth the deep and secret things. He knoweth what is in the darkness, and the light dwelleth with him. Look at that. God knows what's in the darkness, so quit trying to hide from it. So Adam and Eve did when they ate of the apple, trying to hide from God. How do you hide from God? He light. He everywhere. He's all-powerful, all-knowing, all-wise. Everywhere. Everywhere. Job tried to run from it, or Jonah tried to run from it. Excuse me. Everywhere he went, God was there. How are you going to run from God? He created you. We didn't create him. He's the creator. We're the created. He knoweth what is in darkness, and the light dwelleth with him. I thank thee and praise thee, verse 23, O thou God of my fathers, who hath given me wisdom and might. See? Comes from God. God gave him wisdom. tonight, and has made known unto me what we desire of thee. For thou hast now made known unto us, look at that, the king's matter. The king's matter. Only God knew it. So part of the, those astrologers and sorcerers, they was right. No man knows it. Only God knew it. But here was the problem. Can you make contact with that God that knows it? Do you have a relationship with that God that knows it? Have you spent time in his word to reveal this relationship? Or are you just being religious? You're just going through the motions. You just go in the church just to go to church and say, I went on Sunday. But I ain't getting into this Bible. I'm just going to open it on Sunday and close it Monday through Friday. But I got real problems, real situations, and real circumstances that I don't know answers to. And I don't even know how to get answers to because I ain't spending no time in his word. So I ain't developed no type of relationship with him. And God's heart is broken because he's like, all you got to do is talk to me. All you got to do is ask me. I love you. I want to help you. I'm sitting on the edge of my seat to do whatever you ask. But you gotta talk to me. You gotta develop this relationship with me. And the only way you can develop this relationship with me is through his word, through his scriptures. You get in this word, I'm telling you, every answer you're looking for is in this book. Every answer. I told my daughter that when she was younger. She's like, Dad, every answer's in there. Yeah, yeah, every answer. There are things in here you don't know because you haven't spent the time in it. Trust me, I know. I was there. And the more time I spend in it, the more I begin to see the world differently. And God will reveal things to you. Won't know or see. You have insight into things. You have all wisdom. You have favor with those around you. You have favor with God and man because God's like, yeah, he's spending time with me. You'll get in a situation or circumstance and you'll be set up by people in the world, put you in something that you know you don't know how to do it because they don't know how to do it. And you'll solve the problem. I work in IT during the day, and there have been so many problems I got thrown into that the people who I worked with didn't know what to do. But the problem ended up on my desk. But you know what? God always gave me wisdom on how to solve it. And sometimes I solved problems I didn't even know what I did. I just said, okay, the Holy Spirit said do this. I did it, and that worked. And then later on, God would teach me why it worked from a technology standpoint. But it became a rule by my coworkers that, hey, just give it to Craig. I'm not the smart guy. I just make contact with God. God's the smart guy. I'm just a guy who know how to contact him because I spend time with him. While the rest of y'all are turning your heads and trying to get education and information and knowledge, I'm seeking out wisdom who knows all things. He created these computers. He created this stuff. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And there was nothing that was made that wasn't made by the Word. Everything we see was made by the Word of God. Everything. So why would I spend time with what man has learned about this thing when I go to the source who created this thing? Praise God. I thank thee, verse 24. Therefore Daniel went unto Arioch, this is the king's captain of the guard, whom the king had ordained to destroy the wise man. So the king had already told Arioch, look, you can kill them all. So Daniel went in to him and said, look, he went in and said thus unto him. This is Daniel. Listen to Daniel's conversation. Destroy not the wise men of Babylon. Bring me in before the king, and I will show unto the king the interpretation. So now look, Daniel has said, you know what? To him, it ain't no big deal. But everybody's like, yeah, this guy thinks he knows the interpretation. Okay, let's put it all on him. Because if he don't interpret it right, the king just going to kill him. He ain't going to kill the rest of us. So if he wants to take on all of that, by all means, Daniel, knock yourself out. Then Arioch brought in Daniel, verse 25, before the king in haste. He had to bring him in haste because the king about to ask Arioch, how come you ain't killed him yet? Then Arioch brought in Daniel before the king in haste and said thus unto him, I have found a man of the captives of Judah. The captives of Judah, that means he was a slave. They took him from Judah. That will make known unto the king the interpretation. And the king answered and said to Daniel, whose name was Belshazzar, can't even pronounce that right, art thou able to make known unto me the dream which I have seen and the interpretation thereof? Now watch what Daniel's answer is to the king's question. Daniel answered in the presence of the king and said, the secret which the king hath demanded cannot the wise men, the astrologers, the magicians, and the soothsayers show unto the king? Okay? I'm telling you right now, king, these jokers can't show you anything to the king. But watch what Daniel says. He ain't taking no credit for it. Watch what he says in verse 28, and never forget this. Verse 28, but there is a God in heaven. You can stop right there for a second. But there is a God in heaven that revealeth secrets. The God knows everything, literally everything. God knows your situation and circumstance right now. He knows the answer to it. Whether you need healing, deliverance, safety, soundness, whether you're getting threatened by somebody, God already knows the answer. You got to take it before him now, sitting on it and turning it over in your head and being worried about it. Oh, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm anxious. I don't know. Oh, wow, man, what am I going to do? Trying to find the answer in the world. Well, maybe we can go ask such and such and borrow some money from them, or maybe we can go do this, or maybe we can go do that. Lord, what am I going to do? God said, y'all got to do is ask me. I know the answer. Why are you wasting your time on trying to find a solution to a problem that I already know? I allowed this problem to come in. Maybe I allowed the problem so you can come to me and ask me. Maybe I allowed you to be in this situation so maybe it'll get your attention that you know, this God that you think is over there, out there somewhere, is right here waiting for you to ask him for the answer. But there is a God in heaven that reveals secrets, verse 28, and make it known to the king Nebuchadnezzar what shall be in the latter days. Oh, look at that. So he's telling the king there's a God in heaven that reveals secrets. I bet the king's perked up then. So what is this guy talking about? There's a God in heaven that reveals secrets and make them known to the king, giving him his truth, known to the king Nebuchadnezzar, what shall be in the latter days. Thy dream and the vision of thy head upon thy bed or deeds. Look at this. A God that showed it to him in a vision, now he's getting ready to repeat it to the king. But I love the fact that he said, look, this ain't coming from me. I just went before the throne and got the answer. While the rest of your so-called astrologers and sorcerers who don't know God, they little g's, they got their own God. The only thing about their gods is they don't answer. They're dead. They don't exist. They're idols. They're not the one true and living God who created all things, including them. For thee, O king, verse 29, thy thoughts came into thy mind upon thy bed. Oh, wait a minute. King's like, okay, you might have some here. He knew the thoughts came to me while I was in the bed sleeping. Okay, cool. All right. You know, you got a little something there. What should come to pass hereafter? And he that revealeth secrets make known to thee what shall come to pass. Once again, giving God all the glory. There's a God in heaven that reveals secrets. Now jump down. And this God in heaven that reveals secrets makes known to thee, O King Nebuchadnezzar, what shall come to pass. This God is about to make known to you what's come to pass. I'm just a vessel in the middle. I'm just telling you what this God has shown me. Don't look at me as if I know what, you know, I'm just like these other guys. I can't interpret nothing without God. I can't do nothing without God. For me, this secret is not revealed to me. See, I just said it. It's not revealed to me. This secret is not revealed to me for any wisdom that I have more than any living. Well, let me interpret that. I don't know no more than these rest of these jokers up here. The difference in me and them is I know the one true and living God, and I make contact with him. And I know how to inquire of him for answers and for secrets. And that's all I did. See, they don't know him, so they don't know how to inquire of him. But I know him because I've known him all my life. I was raised that way. And I'm just executing him. You know what you don't realize, King, see, he allowed you to make me slave. But you know what? That's okay. Because he's still in control. You think you're in control, but really he's still in control. For their sakes, look at that. But as for me, this secret, in verse 30, is not revealed to me for any wisdom that I may have more than any living, but for their sake that shall make known the interpretation to the king, and that thou mightest know the thoughts of thy heart. Look at that. For their sake. Daniel's like, this ain't for my sake. You can't do nothing unless God allows you to. to me. Now, the rest of them, they're in trouble because they don't know God, but I do. So he might have you kill off all of them, but you ain't going to touch me. And you don't know why, but he holds your heart in his hand. He can turn it to and fro. So, and thou might knowest the thoughts of thy heart. Thou, O king, now he's going to reveal it to him. Thou, O king, sawest, and behold, a great image. This great image, whose brightness was excellent, stood before thee, and the form thereof was terrible, which means it was frightening. This image's head was of fine gold, his breast and his arms of silver, his belly and his thighs of brass, his legs of iron, and his feet part of iron and part of clay. Now, I'm going to do a little interjection here. That image that Daniel was talking about is very powerful for the end times. And I'll have to do a whole teaching on that, but it's extremely powerful because all of those areas of that image represent certain, I don't want to say nations, but certain empires on the earth that are going to fall, that come to an end. And some have already come to an end. And the metals like brass and silver and iron, those are the things that were, those are the things during the time of those empires that were in major supply. Brass, silver, and iron, things you can use to make weapons. I'm going to leave it at that. But anyway, that's a whole nother teaching. This image head was of fine gold. Breast was arms of silver. So there's gold, there's silver. His belly and his thighs of brass, there's brass. His legs of iron, there's iron. And his feet, part of iron and part of clay. And the feet, I believe, is where we are at now. Those are going to be the 10 nations that are going to rise up in the end times. Thou sawest till that a stone was cut out of his, without hand, which smote the image upon his feet that were of iron and clay, and break them in pieces. So that's interesting. This stone only went to the feet. And that's a whole nother teaching. Then was the iron, the clay, and the brass, and the silver, and the gold broken to pieces together, became like the chaff of summer threshing floors, and the wind carried them away, that no place was found for them. Basically, they existed no more. And the stone that smote the image became a great mountain and filled the whole earth. Now, this is an image that God is showing this King Nebuchadnezzar that Daniel's interpreting. This is the dream, and we will tell the interpretation thereof before the king. So Daniel just told him what he saw in his dream. Look at the response of the king. Thou, O king, are the king of kings. Now, he's not the king of kings. Daniel is saying you are a king of kings. Now, look at this. It means God can use you mightily. For the God of heaven have given thee. Look at this. The God of heaven gave you this. Don't think you got it on your own. I love Daniel's words. For the God of heaven have given thee a kingdom, power, and strength, and glory. Look at that. The God of heaven gave you this, Nebuchadnezzar. So wherever the children of men dwell, the beasts of the field and the fowls of heaven hath he given into thine hand, and hath made thee ruler over them all. Thou art this head of gold. So look at that. God then put you at the top. You're the head of gold of this image. That's you, Nebuchadnezzar. You're the head. We ain't got to the feet, the thighs, the legs, and the feet yet, all that. We hadn't got to all that, the arms or whatever. You're the head of all of this. You're the head of gold. And after thee, look at this, after thee, which means you're going to be there long, shall arise another kingdom inferior to thee. Okay, after thee, going to arise another kingdom inferior to thee, and another third kingdom of brass, which shall bear rule over all the earth, and the fourth kingdom shall be strong as iron, for as much as iron breaketh into pieces and subdueth all things, and iron that breaketh all these shall it break in pieces and bruise. And whereas thou sawest the feet and the toes, part of potter's clay and part of iron, that particular kingdom, look at that, the kingdom shall be divided, but there shall be in it of the strength of the iron, for as much as thou sawest the iron mixed with merry clay. So the feet is a divided kingdom, because part of it is iron and part of it is clay. But you know, iron will always be stronger than clay. But at the top of that whole image is gold. And that gold is over all those other kingdoms. Keep going. And whereas thou sawest the feet and all of that, myrrh clay, and in verse 42, and the toes of the feet were part of iron and part of clay, partly strong and partly broken. What am I saying in here? We serve a God who knows the secrets. He knows everything. That's why it's so important to get into the Word. See, the Word is going to teach you and tell you everything that you need to know. But getting into the Word without Christ, it's not going to do you any good because you're not going to understand it. Except Jesus as your Lord and Savior. You must confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead. Thou shalt be saved. That's when the Holy Spirit will come on the inside of you and he will quicken your spirit. And that word quicken means bring, make life, to bring you alive. And you might say, what do you mean bring me alive? I am alive. Are you? That's interesting. You know, there's a series on TV called The Walking Dead. It's interesting that they chose that, The Walking Dead. Because you think, well, how can somebody walk the dead? Okay, let's think about this for a second. In the scriptures, there's an area where Jesus was calling his disciples. And Jesus called one of his particular disciples, say, come follow me. And the disciples say, okay, Rabbi, I'll come follow you, but let me go bury my family member, because one of his family members has died. And Jesus makes an interesting statement. He says, let the dead bury the dead. And for years, I didn't understand that. What do you mean, let the dead bury the dead? And the Holy Spirit, years later, gave me revelation of it. Let the dead bury the dead. Let the spiritually dead bury the physically dead. What do we mean? There's a lot of spiritually dead people. Their spirits are dead. They're not alive unto God. And they were born that way. He said, wait a minute. What do you mean you were born that way? In Psalms it says, behold, I was born in iniquity and in sin that my mother conceived me. See, when Adam and Eve sinned against God, God said, the day you eat of this tree, you shall surely die. But we know Adam and Eve, when they ate of that tree, they didn't die but years later. But God was saying die physically. Yes, eventually they would die physically, but most importantly, they would die instantly spiritually. They would separate from God. The word death means to separate from. It never means non-existence. You will always exist somewhere. You'll just be existing in a different form. A lot of people don't believe that, but the scriptures bear it out. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. When you separate from the body, when a man dies, his spirit and his soul separates from the body. It's going to go to the place based on the decision he made while he was on the earth. That's why it's so important to make the right decision and to accept Christ. Because to not accept Christ, by default, you have rejected Christ. But when you accept Christ, the Holy Spirit comes on the inside of you and quickens your spirit and makes your spirit alive because it's dead. And then you are, watch this, born again. What do you mean born again? Well, first time you were born, you came through your mother's womb. That's the first time you're born. When you accept Christ, you're born again, which means now your dead spirit has come to life, and now you can discern, understand the scriptures and the things of God, and you can see the kingdom of God. That's how it works. That's how it works. Except the man be born again, he cannot even see the kingdom of God. You know, one of the, in the scriptures, and I have to go back, one of the men asked, asked one of the men of God, he said, how can a man be born again? Can he go back up into his mother's womb? I can identify with that question. Some of you all might be saying the same thing. What do you mean, born again? I can't crawl back up into my mom and come out again. No, that's not what he's saying. See, but you can't understand that unless you have the Holy Spirit on the inside of you to give you understanding and wisdom and knowledge of it. And God will reveal that secret to you. That's why he means we got to be born again. No, of course a man can't physically go back up into his mother's womb. Saying that that dead spirit on the inside of you comes to life, and now you're born again. All things have become new to you. That's what he's saying. That's what Jesus said when he meant let the dead bury the dead.
I find it interesting that the world has a TV program called The Walking Dead. They're literally The Walking Dead, even though they're walking around like zombies and all of that. That's not what the scriptures are saying. The scriptures are just saying they have a dead spirit, which means they can't understand the things of God. That's what people in the world are. Some of you are right now, you might understand a little bit of this stuff I'm talking about, and some of it may not be making sense to you. But when you accept Christ as your Lord and Savior and you get into this word, everything I'm saying will begin to make sense to you. The Holy Spirit, you ask the Holy Spirit to teach you. But the Holy Spirit's going to come on the inside of you. And then he's going to begin to reveal things to you. You're going to begin to see things that you've never seen and understand things that you never understood. But that's how it all works. And it works by that process I told you earlier before we even started this. God has a system set up. And I'll explain it once again. How should they call on him of whom they have not believed? How should they believe in him of whom they have not heard? How should they hear without a preacher? And how should they preach except he be sent? God has to send someone to preach, teach the word. And when you come to that church, that group, on this phone, whatever, when you hear the word being preached, faith comes. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And once you hear the word of God, you call on the name of Jesus. And then you get saved. That's how it works. It's a process. It's a process. How should they call on him of whom they have not believed? When you hear it, you believe it. When you believe it, you call on it. How should they call? I'm going to do it backwards. How should they call on him of whom they have not believed? So you can't call until you believe. How should they believe in him of whom they have not heard? You can't believe until you hear. How should they hear except to be preached? You can't hear unless somebody preach the word. And how shall he preach except he be sent? God has to send somebody who understands the word, got the Holy Spirit on the inside of them. And then when she begins to preach, teach the word, you hear the word. When you hear the word, you believe the word. When you believe the word, you call on the name of Jesus. So let me back up. When you hear the word, faith comes. And then when faith comes, then you believe the word. And then you believe the word, you call it the name of Jesus, and then you get saved. And once you've gotten saved, now you begin to get into this word and develop your relationship with God, and your whole life changes. And you'll see all the things that have been hidden from you, that have been hidden for you, but not from you. And they'll be right there in front of you. See, these things are hidden from the world. They can't understand this. They can't understand nothing in this book. They open it up and it's gibberish to them. That's why they can't get into it. All of us here on this phone were at one point in the world. And Jesus said we're in this world, but we're not of this world. See, the world is a system. The earth is a planet. All right? The world is a system. It's a way of doing things. We're in this system, but we're not of this system. God has a system called the kingdom of God. The world has their own system. See, the kingdom of God is totally, I don't even want to say opposite. It is above the world system. That's why Jesus said, I am from above and you are from beneath. You are from this world, but I am not of this world. You got to understand that's what he's saying. See, all the scriptures start coming together when you begin to understand these things. And God has laid it all out in this one book. And this book is alive. It's not dead. And there's nothing on this planet that's going to ever destroy this book. Because his words don't always stand. So begin to get into the word of God. Begin to seek out the secret things of God. God has secrets that he wants to reveal to you. And as you get more and more to this word, you'll start seeing those secrets. This is one secret that Daniel revealed to the king, and it literally saved his life and all the life of those wise men. And as you continue, and I'm going to stop right here, you continue to go further into the book of Daniel, you're going to see the faithfulness of God toward those Hebrew kids, and you're going to see the faithfulness of those kids toward God. They're not going to do anything to go against God, whether the king says it or not. And as you read it, you're going to see that at one point their life was on the line yet again. They defied the king's order, and you're going to see what the king does. The king tries to kill them, literally throws them into a furnace, and guess what? God brings him out of his furnace without even the smell of smoke. And for those of you who want to read that, that's actually the next chapter coming up. I'm not going to go over it. But read chapter 3, and you'll see what I'm talking about. See, God can deliver you from a fiery furnace when you obey him, when you've got built a relationship with him. God's like, these are my kids. And these kids were bold. It was like, throw us in. You just don't, you obviously don't know our God. Throw us in and we'll come out without even the smell of smoke. And that's what it said. They came out without even the smell of smoke. There was not even a smoke smell on them, and they were thrown. Not only did he throw them in, he turned up the furnace. In other words, I'm going to make sure you burn real crispy. And they came right out of that. There was a fourth man in that furnace. I'm here to tell you, this word is real. Our God is God. He is real. He's just as real as you and I sitting here and talking. And he already knew tonight that you was going to be on this line. So I want to say this right now. For those of you who are not saved, this is the moment. This is the time. There is a real enemy out there called, his name is Satan. He's a fallen angel. He's not a God. He wants to be a God, but he can never be a God because he was created by the one true and living God, the fallen angel. And some of the angels that have fallen with him are demons. And he wants to kill, steal, and destroy you and your family and everything that you got. And your only protection is in Christ. That's your only protection. See, that word Satan means the accuser. He accuses God before you, and he accuses you before God. It's like he's in the middle. I'm going to give you a quick example of that. He goes before God and say, look at John over there. You call John your kid? Look at him. John ain't doing nothing you say. He ain't praying. He out there trying to straddle the fence. One day he in church, the next day he in the strip club. Look at him. He taking some stuff from work. He's stealing. He lying. He doing all kinds of stuff. Yeah, he's a Christian. And you call him his child? Let me get him. Let me at him. Turn me loose on it. I got some for it. Then he coming before you. That's what he's telling God about you. He's accusing you before God. Then he'll come to you and say, hey, look, John, man, what has God done for you lately? Look at you. You're in debt. You're about to lose your job, telling you you might have cancer. You're losing your house. Your kids don't like you. Your wife don't like you. And just the other day, your dog died. Look at you. Where's God? Would a loving God allow all this stuff to happen to you? Who is this guy? Why are you serving him? He don't care nothing about you. Curse him and die. That's going to be your best bet. Curse him and die. And he just sitting back watching. That's what an accuser do. He's accusing you before God, accusing God before you. But praise God for Jesus. Jesus sitting on his right hand right now, and he interceding for you. He said, Father, forgive him. He's not a child. He's accepted me. I paid the price for everything he's done wrong with my blood. I paid the price, Lord. He's not guilty because of my blood. See, I took on his sin coat so he could put on my righteous coat. He became sin for us, he who knew no sin, that's Jesus, so that we could become the righteousness of God in him. We're in right standing with God, not because of what we've done and what we haven't done, but only because of the blood of Jesus. And all we had to do was make the decision to accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior. One decision turned it all on for us. I'm so grateful for that one decision. When we're all gone from this earth one day, we're going to remember this day. Some of you all going to remember the day you got saved and say, thank God I made the right decision. And some people are going to regret they didn't make the decision. And they're going to say, oh, my goodness, this hell is not for me. No, it wasn't designed for you. It was designed for demons. But since you decided that you was going to reject God, God honored your decision. God will honor your decision. If you want to go to hell, that's on you. He'll honor that because he's laying it all out. And I'm here to tell you, this thing is going to be wrapping up soon. We don't know when because nobody knows the day, the hour, the time. But the signs are there. And the things that we're experiencing now in the earth, unparalleled to some things in history. And if you want to really get into the book of Revelations and see where we're at, that's a whole nother story. But for those of you who want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior right now, I want you to just pray this prayer.
You can close your eyes, open your eyes, and just pray this prayer to the Father. He hears you no matter where you're at. No matter what part of the world you're in, God is everywhere. He created the entire earth. No matter what language you speak, what nationality or ethnic group you're in, God loves you unconditionally. He is the one true and living God. He created you. He loves your family. He loves all those that are around you. He knows your situation and your circumstance. He knows that you are crying out for help, and he's ready, willing, and able to help you out of that situation, that circumstance. He just wants you to make one decision, and that's to accept his son, Jesus Christ. Thank you for teaching me your word. Thank you for sending your son, Jesus, to die on the cross for my sin. Thank you for raising him from the dead. I believe in my heart that Jesus Christ is your son. And I confess with my mouth that you raised him up from the dead. And I thank you, Lord, for saving me this day. Thank you for loving me and saving me. Save me, save my family. Thank you, Lord. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. And I ask that your Holy Spirit come on the inside of me and begin to give me revelation knowledge of your word. I pray that you will send me, can be sustained to a place where I can learn and understand your word. I want to understand you, Lord. I want to know you. I want to know you. I want to get to know you like I see it through this story here where Daniel prayed with his friends and you revealed the secrets to him. And that saved not only his life, but all the lives of those that were around him. I want to know you, Lord. Thank you, Father, for accepting me as your child. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for your mercy and your grace for keeping me out of a mess. And Lord God, I know that you can make a masterpiece out of a mess. Thank you for being the one true and living God, the great I am, the King of kings, and the Lord of lords. I give you all the glory, all the honor, all the praise. And I thank you for saving me this day. In Jesus' name, amen. And praise God. Welcome to the family for those of you who prayed that prayer. Contact the Prayer News Network and let them know that you have given your life to Christ. And they will have not only some of these teaching and these resources, but they will also get a chance to pray with you. All of you are on this line tonight. I pray that God will continue to bless you and keep you, that he will continue to reveal himself to you. You may have some people come to you this weekend or this week coming up to cross your path, and God will confirm everything that has been stated on this line for you. And you'll know that, hey, God is real. God wants you to know that he is as real as you and I are talking to each other right now. And he loves you unconditionally. Don't be concerned of what you've done and what you haven't done. Concern yourself with one decision, and that's accepting Jesus as his Lord and Savior. Because once you've made that decision, nothing else matters. You have become a new creature, a new creation that have never, ever existed before. And God will continue to bless you. Pray that this word has been sown deeply on the inside of their heart. May you continue to bless them in everything they do. Bless them going in. Bless them coming out. Bless them in everything that their hand touches, Lord God. Bless the fruit of their womb. Heal them, Lord God. Make them whole. Set them free. For those of you who need healing, I pray that the Lord will touch you right now in the name of Jesus and heal you and make you whole. Don't believe the report of the doctor. Believe the report of the word. Because remember, God is sovereign. God is more than able. He knows the secrets that is necessary to heal you. And he loves you unconditionally. I give you all the glory, honor, and the praise, Lord. Thank you for allowing us this opportunity. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, 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 somebody. Glory to God, amen, somebody. Glory be to God, amen, amen. Glory to God. What a beautiful teaching on tonight. What a beautiful teaching on tonight. Glory be to God. I'm telling you, as always, it's just kind of hard, you know, after the word has come. It's just kind of hard not to delve into it, glory to God, but we know one thing leads to another. So we're going to leave it right there, people of God, all that you've gotten, all that you have eaten on tonight. We want you to know, glory to God, that you can get a copy. You can get a copy of this broadcast on tonight, as we stated earlier at the beginning of the broadcast, that you can get a copy. And people of God, listen, you should really get a copy and listen to it over again. Just listen to it over again. It's going to bless you. It's going to really, really bless you. We've been blessed tonight. We've been blessed tonight. But people of God, listen, it's nothing like that leftover after it has sat down, after it is, glory be to God, after it has settled, after all of the seasonings have gotten into the food. My God, people of God, listen, you certainly do need to get your copy on tonight. And tonight, people of God, you can certainly text 912-257-3918. And again, that's 912-257-3918. Also, people of God, tonight you can text as well 229-290914. And again, that's 229-529-0914. Also, for our international listeners, you can text as well via WhatsApp, and that number is 678-608-7234. Again, that number is 678-608-7234. Also, don't forget, you can go out to our Facebook page, the Prayer News Network, PNN, as well go out to the REARC Prayer Group 52, the new REARC Prayer Group 52. You can go out there, get a copy as well on tonight. And don't forget, if you don't have Facebook, you can certainly go out to Google, go out onto the internet. You certainly Google the Prayer News Network, the Prayer News Network, PNN, and there it will take you to our broadcasts that are hosted on the blog radio side. And so as well, people of God, once you go out there, for those of you that like to listen to podcasts, you will find them out there formatted in podcasts as well. Amen. So we bless the Lord again. We give him thanks. We give him praise. Truly the Lord is good to us. We thank God for this word on tonight. We thank the Lord for this rich word on tonight. And tonight, glory to God, we're going to turn it back over now to the man of God for other remarks and for the blessing of the line. God bless you on tonight, Minister Craig. We've thoroughly enjoyed this word on tonight. My God, I'm telling you, from beginning to end, just so much. It's like when you're eating and you want to get a little bit of everything, you just have to take small portions and put it in your plate and rearrange it so you can just add more and more and more. Yes, it's like that, because you want to taste everything. You want to taste it. Lord God, you want to taste everything. So we thank God tonight for you have certainly loaded our plates on tonight. And we just pray that the Lord, that he would bless you, that he would continue to shine upon you. We pray on tonight, glory be to God, that he would cause his hand to move for you in the precious name of Jesus. We pray on tonight, glory be to God, that he will continue to endow you. We pray on tonight, glory to God, that the word he will place in your belly, that he would open doors of utterance for you. Glory to God, that you will continue to bring forth this word to the people of God. We pray on tonight that he will bless your ministry, that he will bless your family. We pray on tonight that your every need will be met in the precious name of Jesus. We pray on tonight, glory to God, that he will bless your going out, that he will bless your coming in from this time forth, even forevermore. We pray tonight, glory to God, that every good and perfect gift that the Father has prepared for you, that you receive it, glory to God, unhindered on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. We bless and thank God for you, glory to God, in the precious name of Jesus. Glory to God, we do forbid backlash of the enemy. We forbid backlash even now in the precious name of Jesus. And Father, we do give you thanks and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, sister. I praise God for everyone. And I pray that the Lord will continue to bless PNN and bless the entire ministry of PNN and all of its members and everybody that's involved in supporting this ministry, the Prayer News Network. I believe God is going to do great things through PNN throughout the world, not just in the United States, but everywhere, that people are going to begin to know and to understand and how to make contact and communicate with the one true and living God, the great I Am. As we saw in this story here tonight, where Daniel and his cohorts made prayer their priority to ask for the secret things. And I did not get that chance to finish, but I want you all to continue to read that. And you, if you would go down to verse 46, and there was one thing I wanted to say, then you would read it. It says, then after Daniel completely gave this interpretation, King Nebuchadnezzar fell upon his face and worshiped Daniel and commanded that they should offer an oblation and sweet odors unto him. And the king answered unto Daniel and said, listen up what the king said, of a truth it is that your God is a God of gods and a Lord of kings and a revealer of secrets, seeing thou couldest reveal this secret. So even that secret and Daniel revealing it has now converted this king. This king is now a believer that Daniel's God is God, and that's what God will do for you. So get into this word, begin to meditate, begin to ask the Holy Spirit to teach you. Always ask the Holy Spirit to teach you. Before I read anything, I say, Holy Spirit, teach me, because the Holy Spirit has been sent here to lead and guide you into all truth. And just to give you all an example, one last thing, just how close the Holy Spirit is, I'm going to give you an example of something I do, and just to show you how quickly God will answer when you really are in his presence and you stay in his presence. Just the other day, I was using a card, an ATM card. I had to go and spend something and do something for my wife. It was actually her card. And I was driving in the car, and I took care of the business, and I was bringing the car back. Well, when I got back, I couldn't find the card. The card was gone. I had gone to the post office to pay for something, and couldn't find the card, just couldn't find it. Well, I know from practicing over the years, whenever I can't find something, whenever something that seemed to just vanish before me, the first thing I do is I say, okay, I'll look forward and try to retrace my steps. And when I can't, I say, well, you know, the Holy Spirit knows where it's at now. So I'm just going to rest and trust that he's going to reveal it to me. Within 5 to 10 minutes, we get ready to get back in the car. I'm getting back to get something out the back seat, and there the card is laying right there on the floor. And I looked everywhere in the car, but right there in the corner on the back seat is the card. And the Holy Spirit revealed it to me just like that. That's how real God is. That's how real God is. That's how close he is to you. He's not over there out there somewhere. He's right there with you. But you know what? If you don't ask, you have not because you ask not. He says, ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find, and knock and the door shall be opened. For everyone that asks, receives. And him who seeks, finds, and him who knocks,
the door is open. See, even in the practical, part of the ministry God has placed me with is applying this word, taking this word and putting it in the practical. I just asked the Holy Spirit to reveal it to me, and I rested and trusted that he would. I didn't panic. I didn't go into, oh, I better get the card blocked. Somebody probably has got it, blah, blah, blah. No. Holy Spirit know exactly where it is, and I'm just going to rest and trust that he gonna reveal it to me, and I just went on about my business. See, that's faith. That's trust in God. Daniel went into that king and told him that. He said, look, he's going to give me the interpretation. That's trusting God. Do you really trust God? If you really trust God, you will rest and trust in knowing that he's with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you, and he loves you. So I'm going to end it at that. I want to just say that was the one last thing, and you go back through this story. Go back through and read it for yourself and listen to that tape, and you will understand and begin. God will begin to reveal things to you. Heavenly Father, I thank you. I ask that you bless everyone on this line. Bless the Prayer News Network. Bless all of the people involved with the Prayer News Network. I pray, Lord God, that you have great things in store for this ministry, that this ministry will be global, worldwide, that people will begin to understand the importance of prayer and understand why it's so important to communicate with you, because prayer simply is a two-way communication with God. That's it. Just talk to him. Ask him, and he'll answer. He's waiting on you to ask him. Don't act like you, oh, well, I'm talking to an invisible God. Yeah, you are talking to an invisible God. He's very much real, though. And don't think that things invisible are not real. If you think that, I ask you a question. When was the last time you saw the wind? The wind is invisible, but it's very real. It's blowing out there. You don't know which way it's coming or which way it's going. Yeah, you see the trees moving, but that's not the wind. That's the result of the wind blowing against the trees. Heavenly Father, bless everyone on this line. Keep them safe and secure. I give you all the glory, honor, and the praise, and thank you, Lord God, for them being here tonight. And for those saved, welcome to the kingdom of God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, people of God. God bless you. Again, Minister Craig, and for those that, even as you stated, that have given their lives to the Lord, certainly reach out to us and let us know. You can reach out to us via the 678-608-7234, and we will certainly have someone to call you, and as he has stated, call you, pray with you. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. We're not going to leave you out there by yourself. Amen. Glory to God. But we want Praise you to God. Be connected and know that you're connected in the body of Christ. Amen. Glory be to God. God Amen. Bless you tonight, people of God. And that does conclude tonight's broadcast. God bless you tonight. And we look to see you on tomorrow night. Blessings upon each of you in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
This session is no longer being recorded.
Yes.